Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brunson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house on tonight's program. Literally and figuratively, Taylor Mathis going to step up and in and bat leadoff. We've got the coach, James Young. We'll talk NBA Summer League, WNBA All-Star Weekend. And we talk a lot about the WNBA shooting themselves in the foot. And listen, television dictates a lot. They don't control all their start times all of the time. But who the hell has their All-Star Game skills competition on a Friday afternoon? On a Friday afternoon. I'm getting ready to bet this stuff. I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, I'll bet the skills challenge. Why not? I'll get a piece of this. Try to get in, market closed. I'm like, what do you mean market closed? You know, they're doing a skills contest like now, as opposed to, I don't know, maybe like a Friday night before the All-Star game. But nevertheless, we have the WNBA All-Star weekend. Interesting format for the game. There's a lot of tweaks to this game that I think is going to help the game go over the number. But we better get down to business right now because we've got a baseball game going off the board in a couple of minutes. We'll see if Taylor Mathis has anything on this game. I do right now. Taylor Mathis in the house. What's going on, Taylor? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Gabe. I have nothing in this first game. I kind of stayed away from it just because I knew it was going to be so quick when we got on air.
Well, I tell you what, you look, but you know, the All-Star break couldn't have come at a worse time if you were the Philadelphia Phillies, to be honest, right? These guys were scorching hot. They won 13 games in a row on the road. They really started to dial it up a notch. And you have San Diego, on the other hand, who word is there. They might start actually like thinking about next year if the wheels fall off this week and their schedule is really tough. I just don't buy into anything that San Diego is selling right now. And I think the Phillies can keep this thing going tonight. And I'm going to jump in on the Philadelphia Phillies to win. And Christopher Sanchez over 14.5 recorded outs. He's been one of these pitchers, Taylor's not a household name. And this is nothing glamorous about this. You know what I mean? I don't need to be flashy. I don't need strikeouts. Just give me five solid innings of work here. And it's the one thing that this guy can do, and he has done successfully. Give me the Philadelphia Phillies to win the game. Christopher Sanchez, over 14.5 recorded outs tonight on the bump. And we're getting a nice plus 190 with this, Taylor. Nothing wrong with that. Turn $100 into $290 to get the Friday started. Do you like tonight's baseball card? Do you have a full slate for us of best bets tonight?
I do. I have a full slate of best bets. I'm super excited for the second half of the baseball season to get started here. This is when we really see teams' identities start to formulate and come about. The teams that were maybe hot at the beginning of the season, like the Pittsburgh Pirates, who very much surprised us, they're coming back down to their actual form. We're seeing they're probably not a playoff contender team. Then you've got a team like the Rays, who were the hottest team in baseball, breaking records at the beginning of the year. They've also come back down to earth a little bit. That offense is starting to cool off a bit, but they're definitely going to be in the playoffs.
Who would have ever imagined, Taylor? There's a lot of, like, wow series tonight. Like, who would ever thought that the Marlins and the Orioles would be, like, interesting and important? But it is. All right, we'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily here. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Game Over X. It's Game Time Decisions. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of decisions to make. Baseball is back. Tonight, Major League Baseball is back. We've got NBA Summer League action. We've got the WNBA All-Star game tomorrow. And we've got a CFL game tonight. The Toronto Argonauts and the Montreal Alouettes at 7:30 Eastern. So we got a little bit of something for everybody. We have the usual suspects on the show tonight. Tino Patino will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk some motorsport. Steve Merrill kicks it with us from Wager Talk. We'll talk Major League Baseball and maybe a little NASCAR with Steve as well. Crazy Mick Aussie steps up in as the Edmonton Elks lost last night. That's 20 consecutive home games that they've lost. We'll talk CFL and AFL with Mick Aussie. We've got Mike Carney, MC Betts in the house from Pine Sports, AI Pine Sports, kicking it with us. Like I said, we got a full house on the show tonight. Our main man, Sean Green, throws it down. We got Taylor Mathis. We got Dave Sharapan. We're full tonight. And so just for the record, for people just joining us, I got in on the Philadelphia Phillies to win this game and Christopher Sanchez to record over 14.5 outs tonight. Same game parlay, plus 190, $100 returns, $290. But Taylor Mathis, the Tampa Bay Rays started off the season 13-0. Who would have imagined that they would only be two games up right now on the Baltimore Orioles as we start the unofficial second half of the season right now? This division's in play right now.
That division is in play. It's crazy to think about that. You were saying earlier, Marlins, Orioles, those are two squads that I never thought would be in the playoff picture like they are right now.
Neither did their fans. neither did their fans.
Hey, like, those honestly, fans are due. They're probably so happy. They're due for something.
You know, Baltimore and Cincinnati, there are a lot of parallels in the sense, Taylor, that they were both really good in the 70s. You know what I mean? Like Cincinnati was known. It was like, yeah, Cincinnati, that's a baseball city. That's like, that's what they have. They have the Reds and they're damn good, right? The big red machine, arguably the greatest baseball team ever. They had a tradition in the 70s. Same with the Orioles. You know, the Orioles going to World Series, Hall of Famers, and then they both just sort of, you know, They fell into this abyss, but it's crazy to see the fans coming back in Baltimore right now. I think the Blue Jays are a dangerous team in the second half. I look forward to seeing what Taylor has her best bets coming up. We're breaking it down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morency, kicking it with Taylor Mathis right now. We got a full house on the program, and I got the FanDuel Sportsbook open on my screen here, but I'm looking here right now, Taylor. It's not baseball. I'm in college football mode. I've got college football fever. It's like 43 days away right now only. It's like really, it's around the corner. You know, NFL preseason's 20 days away, but yeah, I got to get over to the baseball page. But I was just looking. I was wondering about the Texas A&M Miami game for whatever reason earlier. I was like, what's the updated point spread for that?
Already thinking about it.
7.5. Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go. It's time. I'm starting to think about week one.
I know. I'm getting,
week one college football.
Have you watched the Netflix series yet? Quarterback?
No, I have not. Man, it's hard to keep up with all these Netflix. So what is it?
It will prime like you and help you get into football season mode. It's Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, and Marcus Mariota. It really like follows the three of them through, I want to say it's the 2021 season and the 2022 season, but every episode surrounds something different involving the quarterback position. I just finished episode 3, which was I think called Pain or Enduring the Pain or something like that. It goes in depth about how they all differently train their minds and their bodies to play the NFL quarterback position. It is so good. I'm in love with Kirk Cousins after watching this. He's such a down-home Midwestern boy. He just reminds me of home.
I have a hard time liking him because he's a Michigan State Spartan.
But, I should think that too. I went to Iowa. I mean, I should not like him, but I really do love Kirk Cousins.
You know what I've seen? You know, I have Netflix, and I do, you know, I've watched some shows on Netflix, but I haven't in a couple of months type of deal. You know what I mean? I've been super busy, like sort of, I don't have time for like sort of a series because I get sucked in. And it's crazy because I'm a massive F1 fan. Mm-hmm. And I don't really love that show. It's cool. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's behind the scenes, but I don't like it because it's from last year. Like, they're behind too much.
So it's behind.
Like, they've got to, so you see a lot of stuff, and, you know, it's, but these Netflix sports shows, they really are off the hook. I heard there's a Nolan Ryan one too that's supposedly like awesome.
I haven't heard of that.
I want to see. Yeah. No, there's some good sports stuff on Netflix. There's a series too. There's a series called, it's a show called Bad Sport, if you ever want to watch something. It's like under documentaries and sport. It's called Bad Sport. And it's basically like, 10 different episodes of different
sports. Oh, I have seen that. Yes.
Yeah, sports scandals. But all from like a betting controversy, essentially. Like corruption, betting, like, you know, shady type stuff. They had the Arizona State basketball match fixing. Documentary, but like super in depth, right? Like, they actually, it's like, we all knew the story. I remember when it happened, Taylor, but I never saw the kid talk about it. I never saw the guy that paid him talk about it.
Right.
They already all went to jail. They already did. So now they're just openly talking about what happened and how it went down. And it's crazy, Taylor, to see they show the game as the game that he was. And he goes, I didn't know what to do here. So he goes, I was kind of screwed. So he's telling the story about how the game is fixed. It's the best. I swear to God, guys, it's so good. He takes money to throw a game, not to even throw the game, just to shave the point spread. So he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm not even hurting anybody. I'm broke.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he does it to do the point spread, except it's really funny. He starts saying, he goes, there was like three dudes on our team that night for whatever reason that never hit shots that were all on fire. And he goes, I couldn't control it. So I started to panic.
What are you supposed to do?
He starts booting the ball out of bounds. He's like, he's taking shots from half court, sort of like. And you could see Richard Jefferson, of all people, was on the team with him. But anyways, it's great stuff. I'll check out the quarterback series for sure to get ready for football. But let's talk some baseball right now. So we've already got that Phillies game that we were talking about earlier. We like the Philadelphia Phillies to beat San Diego. We got San Francisco and Pittsburgh coming up here. I like San Francisco in this game personally. Just for the record, right now, San Francisco are -132 favorites. The total is 9 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Me and Taylor were previously talking about the Miami Marlins. Marlins are +120 with Alcantara on the hill against Dean Kramer and the Orioles. -142, the total is 8 in that game. Arizona, who had a great first half of the season, are on the road tonight against Barrios and the Toronto Blue Jays, who are all the way up to -178, over under 9. Why don't we just get right down to it and put Taylor's best bets up and see what you're looking at here tonight, Taylor. What do you got for us? What games catch your eye out of these early games, at least?
All right. I'm going to give you a play right off the bat. That's a slight underdog play. We've talked about it a bit. These Orioles and the Marlins, two teams that are very surprising. They are playoff contenders heading into this second half of the baseball season. I'm riding with the Fish as underdogs on the money line. Marlins are going with Sandy Alcantara getting the start today. Alcantara looking like his old self last week against the Phillies. 5 Ks in nearly 7 innings. Pitched with just one earned run, and that came off of a home run. Through the second half of the season, Alcantara will be molding back into his old form. The market consistently is moving against him with each start that he makes. The downgrade is becoming too large for someone who won the NL Cy Young Award just a year ago. Alcantara's changeup that was deadly last season has been not as effective this year, but his ERA is expected for the second half to be around a 3.5. Plus, Miami is playing well in interleague contests. They've won 20 of 27 of them. Baltimore is going with Dean Kramer today. He's a back-end rotation pitcher who's very average, below-average K rate, above-average walk rate. Not a great combination to have. Anytime that I can get the Marlins right now at plus money, I'm going to take it. So I will go with Miami on the money line.
I'm intrigued by this game, and I'm glad that you brought up the interleague play record and factor as far as the Marlins are concerned. Marlins have been dominant in interleague play. Taylor just brought up 20-7. How about this, Taylor? 11-4 in American League ballparks this year.
Wow.
So 11-4 on the road against American League opponents. Baltimore are just 10-10 in interleague play, for the record. You mentioned Kramer. Like you said, he's one of these dudes, but like everybody in baseball now, they all strike everybody out, and his strikeout prop is 4.5 tonight, Taylor. Hard to believe. He's gone over this number in 8 straight starts.
Wow.
It's gone crazy. 4.5.
How did I not pick up on that? I'm always looking at the K props, and I did not.
Yeah, Dean Kramer here tonight.
That one did not come about for me.
8 straight. I know the Marlins are pretty smart hitters. They do make a lot of contact, but it's one of those numbers that it's hard not to just ride here, Taylor, you know?
Right. Just keep riding it till it dies. One of these.
But the Marlins is underdogs. You know what's crazy, Taylor? I actually thought the Orioles hit a wall a little bit. Over like a month or so, they were kind of a 500 team. And I actually said, you know what? I think the Orioles are going to fade a little bit, guys. But what happened is Tampa started.
I do remember saying that.
Yeah, Tampa lost like 7 in a row, so Baltimore caught up. But I don't think Baltimore are great. I think they're good. I still think Toronto could be better than they are. I'm expecting the Blue Jays to go on a little bit of a run here, but I'm not going to argue with your plus 120 here. We're getting plus money in a game that's essentially, let's be real, Taylor, this game's a toss-up, and we're getting plus money.
Right. Mike, you gotta take the Marlins right now at this point with where they're at. Especially, like we said, the interleague play. I mean, that's something to look at there.
Yeah, you know what? So I'm going to take the Marlins. I'll hop on with Taylor here. I'll take the Marlins at plus 120. But I'm also going to play Kramer over 4.5 strikeouts. You've got a strikeout prop here. Talk to me about Rich Hill.
Oof, I do. We've got the Pirates here. They're going with their vet, Rich Hill, on the bump. Going with him over 4.5 strikeouts. Hill's career numbers against the Giants, he's 8-3, 2.73 ERA in 17 starts. At 43 years old, Hill's K rate is actually up from last season, and he's using his curveball and four-seamer. Those two pitches, the Giants do not fare well against. And on top of that, Pittsburgh has a bottom 5 K rate to
sell. We'll hit it more on the other side. Game time decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it with a new UFC fan, Taylor Mathis, who really enjoyed International Fight Week last week. I told you, especially live. You know, like how some sports are better on TV and some sports are better live? Like, there's always a give and take. Like, UFC's cool on TV, but it is one of those things live where you're like, oh, like, this really is. Like, to feel like the crowd, and the crowd last week in Vegas.
The fans are relentless.
They were insane.
Relentless. They're crazy. I thought next to me in my seat, there were about 3 different fights that were about to bust out in different areas between fans. I was like, this is wild. And the production value of all of them, like the music and the lights, it's crazy. Being in person is a million times better. A lot of people feel the same way about baseball, and I'm a gigantic baseball fan. Being at a baseball game in person is also much better than watching on TV.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So is hockey, too, to be honest.
Yes, yes.
Hockey's like, on TV, hockey's like, if you don't understand it, I understand why people are like, but if you go to a hockey game, you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's a fun, you know, it's funny, too, because we all love football, but let's just be real. Football's better on TV.
You think so?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually may agree with you on that, too, because I'm thinking of every NFL game I went to last season. Granted, a lot of
what do you
of them
see when you're not an NFL game? You can't tell, like, the penalty. You don't know.
Yeah, it's tiny. A party. I was just like, going to say tiny men running around on the field.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, you're sitting, you're watching the running back run, and you can't tell. Like, I don't know. I'm like, did he get 6 yards, 4 yards, yeah. 8 yards? I can't tell. I'm sort of, like, the angle. Like, you're close. I was sitting close to, like, even wherever you sit, it's kind of. That's why the best seat really is sort of the 50-yard line, a little bit higher up, to be honest, so you can actually kind of see everything. But mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not fun, Taylor, to be at a football game. But I just sort of accept I'm going to a football game for the party of it, right? Yes, like a basketball game, you go to a game, you see everything. Like, that's not a foul. That's, hey, you know what I mean? Right. You're right there. Right. You see it. Football, it's like, I don't know if he held him or not. I'm like, I'm a mile away in the stands up here. I've had 18 beers. The hell do I know? Like, you know what I mean? Are they covering the spread? That's all. It's like, oh,
I agree with
spread,
you on
right?
that.
I'm just saying it's true, in my opinion. All right. So, so Rich Hill, you were talking about Rich Hill as you went into the break before.
Yes. Rich Hill pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. I'm going with him over 4.5 strikeouts as the play there.
You know, he's another one, too, where he gives up runs, but he strikes people out. I took a guy on the was at Eduardo Rodriguez last week, actually, on the Tigers. He gave up like 7 runs, Taylor, but he hit my strikeout prop for me. Mm-hmm. Like, he lasted like 4 innings, gave up 7 runs, but he struck out 7 somehow. That's the new right. baseball, right? Strikeout or home run, strikeout or home right. run, like for a lot of these guys.
Very true.
Right now, it's a tricky game. You look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're sort of up and down. They go on these little runs and they'll lose like 10 in a row. Going into the streak, they had lost 7 of 8. The Pirates have lost 40 of their last 61 baseball games. The Giants were on a 4-7 run going into the break. The Bucks are 1-4 in Hill's last 5 starts. I do like the Giants tonight, but it feels like it's a higher scoring game to me. But I do lean with the Giants. Stripling's on the hill. He's been hit or miss since coming back. He had a strained right. back. All right, so we talked about the Marlins and the Orioles. Me and Taylor agree she's on the Marlins as plus money. I'm on the Marlins, and I'm going to take Dean Kramer over 4.5 strikeouts. Any thoughts on the Dodgers and Mets game, Taylor? And I think I agree with your thoughts as I see we're about to put it up on the screen here right now. This does feel like a low-scoring game tonight, doesn't it?
I think so, too. Mets-Dodgers, I'm eyeing the total under 8.5 runs. Julio Urias starting for L.A., he's coming off the injury list against the Pirates in his last start. He was dominant with 8 Ks. Now he has the Mets, who don't hit lefties well. They're bottom 10 in batting average and bottom half of the majors in weighted runs created. Justin Verlander on the other side for New York. Verlander's stuff plus ranking in the top 12 over the last 30 days. And that never even happened for Verlander last year when he won the Cy Young with Houston. We like to discuss the decline of Verlander in this Mets rotation. His K rate's down, his whiff rate's down. Numbers suggest he's still near a top-tier pitcher in the majors. And looking at both teams' bullpens, neither of them are impressive. They're both coming off of rest on the All-Star break. And if this game is close, the best bullpen arms will be deployed to pitch under on the total 8.5 runs.
I agree with the total in this game. If you look at the Dodgers, too, you know, it's not a massive body of work, but there's enough. Like, 27 bats is enough. How about this, Taylor? Mookie Betts has faced Verlander 27 times. He's hitting .074. He's got 2 hits and 27 at-bats. Like, as a whole, the Dodger players that have faced Verlander, they have 2 home runs in 75 at-bats, only 15 hits. They're hitting .200. The only guy, and I'm actually playing him in my prop tonight, and he was smoking hot, and he was good in the All-Star game, even got a hit there, is J.D. Martinez. J.D. Yes. Martinez is 5-for-10 in his career against Justin Verlander for whatever reason with 1 home run. David Peralta's hit a home run against him. But, you know, and like you said, so Urias is coming back from injury. Now he's had more time. I do agree with you. I've got a same-game parlay here, actually. Dodgers to win the game. J.D. Martinez to record 1 hit at plus 140, but I'm also going to be playing – I'm also going to play the Dodgers to win the game separately, Taylor. I was planning on playing the under 8.5 as well. Let's get it.
I knew you'd be going with the Dodgers. Matt and I said there's no way that Gabe's not taking the Dodgers today. Well,
as long as the Dodgers take 2 of 3, I'll be satisfied. The Mets took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers earlier this year. There's a great history between the Mets and the Dodgers. It's not quite, doesn't have the same, you know, people, oh, the Yankees, Dodgers. And, you know, Yankees, Dodgers go back to the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Yankees and the Boys of Summer and all that. You know what I mean? It was just, that's what baseball was about then. But the Mets and Dodgers have had some great games, playoff series, controversy. You know, the 86 when the Mets won the World Series. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Bad Lieutenant, but the real movie Bad Lieutenant, that's sort of based around that series that goes on and stuff. It was, just, it was a crazy time in the mid-80s then with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Red Sox and everything. Great time of baseball. All right, so Taylor's got more here, and I tell you what, I agree with almost all of this. Let's go. No way. Thank you. Like, the Braves are like the Bank of Atlanta. You know what I mean? That's what they should be called, the Bank of Atlanta, because all they do is win and win their backers' money time and time again.
That is true. And I'm going with them here, too. I have a same game parlay, or you could play both of these separately. I don't care if Atlanta had majority of their starting lineup in the All-Star game and they're tired from traveling back from Seattle. They're all-stars for a reason, and that does not matter. Atlanta on the money line is an easy pick. They're the better ball club against the White Sox. It's juicy, though, at minus 270. If you want to parlay it, though, with Chicago's pitcher Michael Kopech over 4.5 Ks in plus money. Kopech's coming off injury. He hasn't pitched since June 27th. Before that, he was consistently posting strikeout numbers each one per inning, about on average. Kopech's K rate is sitting at 26%. And this number gets a bit of a bump because Truist Park is a strikeout-friendly park. The Braves are sluggers. You've got Ronald Acuna Jr. You've got Ozzie Albies. They're swing-happy players. Kopech should be able to get at least 5 Ks against a Braves squad that likes to swing the bat. Atlanta money line, Kopech over 4.5 strikeouts comes out to plus 219 on FanDuel if you put them together.
Ooh, that's nice. That's you're turning a big favorite. It. Yeah, big favorite into a plus 219. I like where you're going with that. And Kopech is a good example of which you could hit the strikeout prop, but he could still get lit up as the game goes on. How about this, guys? The Atlanta Braves, these guys are a sledgehammer on offense. They have homered in 26 consecutive games. At least one player has hit a home run in 26 consecutive games. They've got 7 players with 14 or more home runs.
They've never hit 60. Who it's gonna be. That's the best part.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem, though. It's like the Patriots running backs and a fantasy footballer. Like, you know, when you had props, I hate that. And how about this, Taylor? They've hit 64 home runs in the last 26 games, the Braves. So now we roll into tonight. Kopech has given up 17 home runs this year, most in Major League Baseball. Atlanta's hitting a home run today.
Home run on the horizon.
Excuse me.
I see home run on the horizon.
So the question is who? I think Acuna Jr. is due for a home run.
I'm sure he is. I'm like, oh, I don't, you could go with anybody. Matt Olson, maybe? Anybody on that roster is capable of doing it.
Well, at the odds, let's see what the odds are. At these FanDuel odds here for home run, the odds, we could probably take a few of them and still. So, look, Matt Olson's plus 280. Acuna's plus 280. Austin Riley's plus 350. Ozzie Albies is plus 390. Sean Murphy is 4-1. That's what I would do. I'd take, you know what? You named it with Olson. If we took Acuna, Olson, and Murphy, one of them's going to go deep, I think.
Yeah. I can
right.
See that
if you have
too.
Two of them go deep, we're laughing. But I just wanted to stress that he's given up a league high 17 home runs on the season. All right. So, you know, who hasn't given up 17 home runs is a Bayo of the Boston Red Sox. This kid's been straight cash for them, pitched extremely well. Not, he's just, you know, we're up against it here with the break. So we'll get this on the other side. We got Coach James Young joining us, but you like the over 4.5 strikeouts, and you like the Red Sox tonight, Taylor?
I do. I like the Red Sox over 4.5 strikeouts for Bayo as well in that game.
All right. Not Scott Bayo, of course.
Everybody Scott. Says my dad looks like Scott Bayo. So.
Chachi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it. Taylor Mathis in the house of Coach James Young will join us in a second. Let's just get Taylor's best bets up once again before we bring the coach in. We were talking about the Red Sox game. We just went into the break. Taylor, what else do you have for us? Best bets of the night tonight, Major League Baseball.
I was giving you, I've got a same game parlay within that Cubs-Red Sox game, and most people know I'm the biggest Chicago Cubs fan that you're going to see, but I'm all over Boston today. Unfortunately, the Red Sox, their rotation is so depleted. Chris Sale's gone, Tanner Houck, Garrett Whitlock, they're all on the IL. Today they get lucky. They have Brian Baio, who is turning into an ace stud for them. He has ace-level material. His sinker change mix creates several ground balls and lots of whiffs. Then Baio has that fastball that allows him to have full command over the hitters that he's facing. Baio has a 2.56 ERA, and consistently he's staying in games longer, throwing over 100 pitches, which will help him against the Cubs, who do have the bullpen advantage in this one. The second leg of this same game parlay is taking Baio over 4.5 strikeouts. He's hit this over in 3 out of his last 5, and he's got the Cubs, who have a top 10 K rate to righties. You put those together, it comes out to +166 on FanDuel.
All right, let's get it done. Let's get it done. Baseball is back, and so is the coach, James Young. Hit his music.
Coach James Young. Let's go. Game time.
You like that, coach? How it rhymed? Baseball is back. Let's get it done. Let's bring in Coach James Young.
I mean, listen.
I'm a wordsman.
Drake. You're not from Toronto.
It's the shirt, Coach.
Drake, and there's you. You're the second best rapper in Canada behind Drake. I mean, come on now. Get this guy a record deal. Why don't you?
Now, Cam can rap. Maestro Fresh West. But that's another story.
Oh,
good to see you, Coach.
Time out. No. I got to ask this. I'm sorry to interrupt. The Elks, did they win last night or did they lose again?
They lost.
I told you. Did they cover?
No. No, the Mick game was a pick 'em. They closed his favorites. No, he can't go anymore. He's been at all 20 losses.
No.
He should stop going.
No. Mick Aussie's banned. I'm putting it down right now. I'm speaking for the people. Listen, like, anytime the Elks play, if Mick Aussie's going to the game, just take the other side. We'll all make money.
I've learned that. Mick's going to join us later. So, Coach, I don't know what the hell is going on here. It was WNBA skills competition today. I'm thinking, all right, let's handicap this. I was like, man, we're going to talk about this with the coach. Yeah, that is if they didn't do it in the afternoon. What are they doing, Coach? Who the hell has a skills contest Friday afternoon?
Oh,
what
no,
is it, Sesame Street?
I was at the beach while it was going on. I did see Brianna Ionescu got 37 in the final of the 3-point shootout. I've seen Brianna Ionescu shoot at Oregon in practice. The girl don't miss, so I'm not shocked by it, but that's all right. We can talk about that game a little later on. We got some summer league to discuss, Mr. Morency.
No, we're going to get to the summer league. Taylor, I don't know about your WNBA fandom and handicapping skills. I know you were like, we got to get you into it. You're in Phoenix too. You're in Mercury.
They're bad.
They're terrible.
You can go to a game for like
$20 or something.
I'm pretty sure they're really not very good.
They're not the worst team in the league.
Arizona Sports Talk Radio, all they care about right now is the
Phoenix Suns.
We still just care about the Suns. The Diamondbacks are really good.
And the Arizona Cardinals might be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. Like,
I'd be surprised if they win 4 games. So we don't have anything exciting to look forward to with football season out here.
Hold on.
That's good because the Phoenix Mercury have exactly 4 wins. So
where are we going?
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so the All-Star game tomorrow night, Team Stewart versus Team Wilson. Team Brianna Stewart, as Kofi broke down yesterday, it's basically East Coast, West Coast in a sense. Brianna Stewart and New York Liberty players. And then you got Team Wilson, which is the Aces players, right? It's, you know, you got the Wilson. So it's 5.5. But what I'm fascinated by, Coach, is the total of 249.5 here. All right?
Yeah.
Now, this is for people that are unaware of this, and this is why you tune into shows like this for. There's a 4-point shot. How about that, Taylor? There's a 4-point shot in a WNBA All-Star game. So you have a 4-point shot. You have two designated 4-point shot zones on each side of the court, and they're going to use them, and they're going to try to use them, and they're going to be bombing away. So boom, boom, boom. You're going to get in 4 spots instead of 3 spots. There's no free throws in the game. If there's a foul and you go to the free throw line, you automatically get the points. You don't even take the free throws. So it eliminates the thought. And these girls hit their free throws anyways, Coach, but okay. But now there's not even any missed free throws, Taylor. So we have a 4-point line, no missed free throws. If there's a free throw, and if it's just a 1, then you get the 1 point. If it's you get fouled shooting a 3, you get 3 points for it, Coach. How the hell are we not taking advantage of these rules of betting the over? We're betting the over, baby.
Listen, this is more of a slam dunk than going against Mick Aussie and what do they call it? Yeah, I am going the over.
This is a better bet than will Dave Sharapan be late or not, Coach?
You need to put Dave Sharapan on color people time. You got to tell him, like, if he's supposed to be at 7, tell him 6:40, because by the time he rolls in about 20 minutes late. Don't worry about that, Taylor. You don't have to deal with Sharapan. You're very lucky.
I love Dave.
Nicest guy.
Great.
Yeah, very nice guy, Dave Sharapan. Okay, so look, last year it was 134 to 112. So we got to 246 last year, Coach. Can we top that? I think we can.
Yes, I think it goes over 250. And if you look at some of these ladies that are playing in this game,
Howard's going to be bombing away. Sabrina's going to be bombing away from 4.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to be pulling it from all over the place. And you're right. If you look at, like, the whole thing of this whole dynamic of players, like, look at Team Stewart. Brianna Stewart, right? Brittany Griner. Okay, we get that. Jewel Lloyd, Seattle. Santu Sabli, Oregon. Why? She played with Sabrina Ionescu.
So it's a Liberty Pacific Northwest team type of thing.
Right.
Girls from Pacific
it's like
Northwest.
The Liberty,
but yeah.
Yes. The Liberty Storm / UConn versus the other side, which is like the Aces / you may want to call it like South Carolina / whatever. So this is, and you got to remember, folks.
Like, what about the game? Who do you like at getting 5.5? Who do you like in the game?
Oh, I'm going.
Probably
I'm
a close
going,
game.
I'm going to go, honestly, I'm going to go with Team Wilson. They're the home team, too.
It's in
Vegas.
They're
the home team. And if you think about it, 3 of the 5 starters for Team Wilson are players on the Las Vegas Aces. So they have the camaraderie and they play together. The 4th starter, Aaliyah Boston. 5th starter, Enrique Iwumbuwale, could shoot it like no one's business. So to me, I do like, and then you think about the bench, right? The bench has Kelsey Plum, Alyssa Thomas, who could average a triple-double this season. DeWanna Bonner is a flat-out scorer. And Elena Deladon is playing. And then
it's quite
Ryan
the bench.
Howard, the bench is ridiculous. So to me, and then you look at the bench on the other side, I just think this is all Team Wilson minus the points, take the over.
Okay, Coach James Young with us. We're going to get Taylor's baseball bets up on the screen once again before we're done here. But, Coach, what do you got for us NBA Summer League tonight? What are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at right off the bat. I'm going to go with our team, the Indiana Pacers, -3.5. Got to wait, folks. Listen, wait till these games start because we don't know. I've been searching around to see if guys are playing. There's rumors that maybe no Benny Mathurin tonight, no Nimrod. So maybe look at someone like a Jairus Walker to maybe have a big scoring game of 20-plus at +154. So I do like the Indiana Pacers -3.5. Now, San Antonio, Detroit will be interesting. Detroit's -4.5. I do like Detroit. San Antonio has kind of come back to earth from
Let me just say something, though, Coach. With this Mavericks-Pacers game, let's pull the trigger on the over. This Mavericks team, bro, has been scoring in the summer league.
Well, they
put up 98 or more in their last two games.
Exactly. And you know what other team puts up a lot of points? The Utah Jazz. And they are 6.5-point favorites versus the Phoenix Suns. I'm starting digging around, and you know where I'm finding. Can I find them? You can't even find Keontae George props. May not be playing, but I'm willing to lay the 6.5 with the Utah Jazz versus Phoenix.
I got a Keontae George prop, but doesn't mean he's playing, but I see one, Coach. How about this, Coach? 20 or more minus 225.
Oh,
25 or more plus 145.
Hey, he don't pass.
And you know what, though? You know what's good about this, Coach? If you play this and he doesn't play, you get your money back.
Right. So to me, he's had a 30-point
game.
If
he ain't playing, then, right. You get your money back. If he plays, then you got the shot, right?
Right. So you may be able to find it depending on what you're looking at. But for me, looking at FanDuel, I didn't see anything. So they probably pulled it in New Jersey. But I do like this team with the Utah Jazz. They can score the ball. They're high up-tempo. And this is where it starts to get tricky. So I just think when you start looking at player props, be tricky. Gabe's right. Take something that you think a guy can either go off or don't play. Nothing in the middle when you look at props. But maybe the play could be the overs because some of these teams, like Gabe has talked about, can really score the ball.
And finally, in closing, and guys, get Taylor's baseball bets ready once again here. I think the Lakers are a little bit overpriced just because of their name, Coach. I watched them play against the Celtics the other night. We saw they completely fell apart. Boston just dominated the game as it went on. The Lakers were not a great shooting basketball team. You got Kenny Lofton Jr. You got David Roddy on the court here tonight for the Grizz. I think the Grizz are worth the look here tonight, Coach. Grizz in the over tonight on the way out.
I do like the Grizz. I think this is a team that's got, if their second-year guys will play, they should be pretty good. And also you got Miami versus Denver. I think that tips off at about 8:30. And by the way, folks, do know these games do not start at all on time. Like they say, 8:30, they start at 9 o'clock. So be ready for those games to start a little bit later, depending on what happens before that. But in the Miami-Denver game, 175.5. I'm intrigued. I think I'm going to take the over.
Coach, Dodgers, Mets tonight. Taylor's on the under. You know who I'm on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, listen, Taylor, I'm going to give you a little bit
of... Put my batting helmet on, Taylor. I'm ready to go.
That's why he looks like Mr. Furley from Three's Company with that shirt on. Taylor, you're going to the Regal to watch the game. Hold on. You may not Eagles. Know about Three's Company. That's
I
all
don't
that, you
know about Three's Company.
Oh, Taylor, Lord have mercy.
I've heard of the show. I've never seen it, though.
All right, starting a commercial break. Look up Mr. Furley and his shirt from Three's Company, and that is absolutely what Morenci's wearing. It reminds me of the shirt that John Witherspoon wore in the movie, Boomerang. He's like, Gerard. And he had the matching, inside of his shirt. Taylor, have you seen Boomerang?
No.
Oh, Lord.
He's too busy picking winners, Coach.
Taylor, you and I are going to have a talk on Twitter about this. We got to fix it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a bunch of games coming up here. Taylor's got a pick in this Pittsburgh-San Francisco game. Give me the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to take the San Francisco Giants. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays to win the game. We got the same game parlay with the Dodgers. We'll hit that on the other side. Why don't we get Taylor's picks up once again because she's going to be departing us right now. She's on the way out, and we got Dave Sharapan stepping up and in. Taylor Mathis' best bets of the night. Get him up there. That's right.
We got a slew of best bets for you guys. We're going with Marlins money line. Rich Hill over 4.5 strikeouts pitching for the Pirates against the Giants. Dodgers Mets under 8.5. And then I had a couple of same game parlays as well in the Cubs Red Sox game. We're going with the Red Sox money line. Brian Bale over 4.5 strikeouts And I'm trying to remember what my other one was because I had a lot of plays. I like Kansas City on the run line as well. And
well, that was the bold one against the Rays, huh? That's bold. Like,
there it is. Right. There we go. Braves money line, Kopech pitching for the White Sox over 4.5 strikeouts as well.
So you like the Royals tonight, huh? That's a dangerous bold
like the
pick
Royals
tonight.
On the run line, I got it earlier at +2.5. I think the line has now moved to 1.5.
Oh no! So you're getting a run line.
I love it as much now. But Tyler Glasnow pitching for the Rays, he's not looking like he has the past couple of years. And the Royals, you know, they've got some rest. Nobody playing in the in that All-Star game.
Well, we can officially, this happens to me all the time, Taylor, I give a pick and it gets canceled. They've officially postponed the game.
It's off.
Yeah, it's been raining so hard all day there, so I guess they just decided, all right. So at least we know. That's better than having your money tied up the whole time and stuff. Or just are waiting all night, and I hate that. So at least we know it's not happening. All right, always good, Taylor. We'll catch up on Monday. Enjoy the WNBA All-Star Game. I'll send you a tweet to remind you it's on tomorrow night.
Yes, let me know when it's on.
UFC tomorrow night. UFC tomorrow night, actually. UFC Fight Night.
Fight Night 77. I got a lot of guys I like in that as well.
Yeah, so follow Taylor on Twitter at TMassSports. She always posts videos, all her picks. Have a good weekend, Taylor.